Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Gary Gosainoff. He's the CEO of Real Defense, a Cyber One security company, and also Managing Director of International Equity Partners, a private equity firm focused on emerging technologies in cybersecurity, big data analytics, and marketing automation. And Mr. Gosainoff, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So if you would, for starters, tell our listeners what Real Defense is about and how long you've been CEO.
Sure. I became CEO of Real Defense in 2017. And Real Defense is a holding company that's focused on acquiring smaller middle market cybersecurity companies, particularly focused on consumer privacy and security space in North America.
Fantastic. And tell us, what value do you bring in cybersecurity in the space with the brands of companies that are under the Real Defense umbrella? Get into some of those details.
Sure. So we have a few areas that makes us unique in terms of the value proposition we're bringing to consumers. One is our support organization, support infrastructure. We bundle our software products with various different support plans, meaning that you always have access to a human being who can help you remotely. And second is our privacy management tools in our Aiolo System Mechanic Ultimate Defense product. We have various different tools that let you manage your privacy as it relates to your operating system and how your data is collected and what information can be captured, how your digital signature is created or how it's captured by third parties and certain information that you want to release and certain information you don't want to release. And so that makes us unique, and we're very proud of our achievements in the past few years and continuing, because of this, we're continuing to grow our business.
I'd say so, and good stuff there, and really are thankful for what you do in this space through Real Defense. Now, what do you look for in security companies that you purchase, and what do they have in common?
Sure. So we look for very basic components of a cybersecurity company. One is that they have a subscription base. Typically looking for companies that have hundreds of thousands or more paying subscribers. We look for companies that have a good product that's rated high and has received awards and is utilized by the customer base. A particular example could be the company we bought recently called Aiolo. Aiolo has a product called System Mechanic, and this product has won 8 awards from PC Magazine, has reached tens of or hundreds of millions of consumers around the world. It's licensed by many antivirus companies and is available in 20,000 retail locations around the world. And so we're looking for products that fit similar description and are popular, stable, high quality, and can continue to grow. And so those are sort of the basics that we look for.
Today we're joined by Gary Gosainoff. He is the CEO of Real Defense, a Cyber One security company, and also Managing Director of International Equity Partners, a private equity firm focused on emerging technologies in cybersecurity, big data analytics, and marketing automation. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, why were you drawn to the world of cybersecurity in the first place? And, you know, it's certainly a crowded space with lots of competition. Get into some of that if you don't mind.
Well, it is a crowded space. And you're right, there is lots of competition, but there are a lot of sort of gaps in this area. So as it relates to, let's say, enterprise, as you can see, there are constant attacks on the enterprise side, whether it's government or the commercial sector. On the consumer side, it's the same thing. You've got, in the past decade, we've increased, the average consumers went from 5 digital devices connected to the internet at their household to now 8 to 10 devices, and it's continuing to grow. And the threats are evolving. They're not just that, you know, oriented against your phone or your computer, but they're also going after your Ring doorbell and your cloud services, your online backup, and the threats are evolving on every level. And so a good cybersecurity company needs to understand these evolving threats, needs to offer their customers a variety of different levels of services and products that can address these threats, but more importantly, provide a trusted advisor or a human being that the customer can talk to and figure out what's right for their particular situation. And so that includes, you know, for instance, if it's a household of a family wants to have parental controls and wants to integrate their home security system with their home automation system and protect all devices connected to the internet, that's a pretty significant task. And so, you know, 10 years ago, that wasn't an issue because all you had is maybe two or three devices connected to the internet. And now that you've got all these IoT devices and all your, home alarm systems are all connected to the internet and ultimately need to be managed by one activity. And so, you know, who do you call? Do you call the vendor or do you call a trusted advisor to help you? And so we've created a solution that incorporates services and product and software where in combination we think we offer that the best protection that consumers can buy. And we're very proud of it, and we think that the future of cybersecurity on the consumer side is going to be the model that we're promoting.
Well, we certainly live in complicated times, and cybersecurity is at the top of the list of challenges, major challenges that each of us face. So we really, again, thank you for all you do in this space. Now, looking ahead, what are the plans for you in Real Defense in 2022 and beyond?
Sure. We are constantly looking for new opportunities. We've set a few targets for this year to do some acquisitions of companies that are accretive to our business. We're recently launched Iolo VPN, which are our flagship VPN product, and are looking for to launch other products later this year. One of them is going to be our private search engine, which is going to compete with DuckDuckGo and other similar search engines, as well as Google. This search engine relies on non-fingerprint data to give you search results. So, for instance, when you go to Google and you search for anything, that information is stored and it's shared with third parties. With our search engine, that is not the case, and you'll be able to search in full privacy and know that your information is not being sold to the highest bidder. So we're very excited about that. We're excited about certain areas of consumer privacy that we're focused on, particularly anti-beacon technologies and anti-fingerprinting technologies that we're working on. And so those are slotted to be released later this year. And we're continuing to evolve our remote support organization. We recently implemented a very sophisticated artificial intelligence layer that gives us very detailed information about how our customers are using our platform and how to best to help them at the right time. And we're very excited about seeing the results of that implementation. So lots going on. We're very excited. We're now living in a world where cybersecurity is going to be sort of the crime of choice, and we want to be there for our customers, and we priced our products in such a way where they're very affordable and allows this company to grow and to flourish.
Sounds like you guys are staying awfully busy and getting it done, and a lot to look forward to in the near future. Hey, before you go, Gary, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to make mention of as we conclude today?
Sure. If it's for consumers, I would certainly say that they need to maintain their security settings or security applications or services in such a way where they're aware of their condition, whether or not their devices are even protected at all. And if they are protected, make sure that those applications they're using are updated and renewed if they're past their subscription period. On the business side, if you're a business owner and you're looking to sell your company, like I said, we're always looking for new opportunities, new acquisitions. I would really get your sort of financials in order, and if you're looking to sell your company, make sure that you're communicating the value of your company in such a way where the buyer can see, you know, through the weeds and see clearly how the company has done for the past 12 months. And so, without getting into too much detail, but that's sort of the general direction there.
Mr. Gusanov, again, thank you for your time and for joining us on behalf of Real Defense. Tell our listeners where they could get further details online and shop around. Where's the best place to do so?
Sure. You can go to either iolo.com, which is iolo.com, or you can go to realdefend.se. Again, that's realdefend.se.
And of course, we'll leave those links within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Gusanov, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you for having me, and I appreciate your time.
Hey, it certainly was our pleasure. Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Gary Gusanov, the CEO of Real Defense, a Cyber One security company, and also Managing Director of International Equity Partners, a private equity firm focused on emerging technologies in cybersecurity, big data analytics, and marketing automation. And for further details, visit realdefend.se. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.